Grant Gellis for Radio Up. For our 10th anniversary edition, I'll be interviewing one of the four founders of Up House and president of our board of directors. Welcome, Philip Silverberg.
Thank you, Grant.
Joined by Barbara Silverberg. Mr. Silverberg, the first of three questions. The first question is, how did the idea to create a clubhouse happen?
First of all, you're asking me to go back 11 years. I can hardly remember tomorrow. Yesterday, I mean. Basically, there was a life-changing situation a business situation that affected two families, mine and Dr. Ron Brown's. We were partners in a number of ventures. And we were lucky enough to sell this company. And Dr. Brown, who was a practicing psychiatrist and team leader at the Jewish General Hospital, obviously continued his profession. And I and my wife decided that we had enough stress in business, and for many, many years we were lucky to be successful, that we didn't want to, and I in particular didn't want to embark on another business. So with the idea that I had time and I was still in the same office with Dr. Brown, we thought that we would try and do something to give back to Montreal citizenry, something in the mental health field, because the business that we operated actually revolved around testing and other elements of mental health awareness. So we went to a caregiver that we knew, Ruben Feldman, that we knew in the community. And I started to have monthly meetings with the four of us to see what we wanted to do and what was needed in Montreal, and nobody had an answer. So then I undertook to do some investigation of all kinds of different projects, which I bring back to the group. And all these projects were very clinical and affected very few people. And then, and I don't know how, and I don't know when exactly, but for somehow I came across the word clubhouse. And I followed that trail of clubhouse into Toronto, and then into New York, and then attended a convention to understand what clubhouse network and family were all about, and realize that a successful model that has been around for 70 years that wasn't represented in Montreal was a big enough factor for the four of us to get excited about and to be able to build on. And that's after a year of due diligence, we formed a charity called Paradis Urbain in French. And there was a reason for urban parties, and not because it was religious, but it isn't. It's because it is an ancient word, Aramaic word actually, parties, for basically the idea of merging the idea of opportunity with an urban gray environment seemed to be a powerful metaphor for us to continue to use. And obviously you can understand that everything that we do in terms of even calling the clubhouse Up House is urban parties or paradis urbain. So it was kind of an interesting, easy way to name the clubhouse. And that's the story.
Thank you very much for sharing the very interesting roots of Up House.
You're welcome.
My second and our second question. Some have called our virtual clubhouse community a clubhouse without walls. What are your thoughts on this?
what are my thoughts? I think it's very well explained. I mean, that's what virtual is. It expands an idea or a message in an unconfined space. So you don't have to be physically present. The walls, in fact, are expanding based on the number of participants or them. So the walls are there, but they're virtual walls. So I think it's true.
Thank you very much. And our third question, what are your future goals for UpHouse?
Okay, that's a very loaded question. First of all, I and the board are there as vessels to listen to the needs of members. So we don't organic direction of Clubhouse and its membership. Certainly, we might be there as voices of experience or giving perspective of reality to some of the maybe direction, but it knows, the Clubhouse knows no limit. It's member-driven, and that's what UpHouse was conceived as and what it is and what it should remain. If I was to go further and you say, well, what about the model? Well, the model has its own life as well. We always expound on the model to everybody that we meet. And if some other individual or some other group wishes to emulate what we've done here by establishing a Clubhouse somewhere else, that's up to them. But we would certainly help them understand the trials and the tribulations of doing it. It's not easy to just say, I want to open up a Clubhouse. And that's the answer.
Well, on behalf of Radio Up and UpHouse, thank you very much for your time, perspective, and insight.
You're welcome.
It's been an honor interviewing you, Mr. Silverberg.
It's so good, I want to do it again.
Hello, my name is Catherine. I'm a translator for UpHouse. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.